Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
But before all that, there's nothing in the scripture about Gideon. Remember about the throwing of the fleece, how God told him to do something. He said, well, I'm not sure about this. And so he threw out the fleece. And the first time, I need to reread this again to get it right in my mind. I think he said that if there's dew on the ground, but not on the fleece, or vice versa, whichever one was, it was vice versa. If the ground's dry and there's dew on, no. I said it right the first time then. If there's dew on the ground and not on the fleece. Yeah, I know you tell me this. So anyway, woke up next morning, there it was. There was no dew on the fleece. Okay, I tell you what, tomorrow if there's dew on the fleece and not on the ground, am I saying that right? Okay, and he woke up the next morning. But anyway, kind of like he just, I won't say testing God, but he wanted to make sure. He just wasn't plugged in completely. But from there, he trusted God and he brought a great victory. So we see that he wasn't perfect fella. And then we see the next fella in line. Do you say Brak? Brak. His story is in Judges chapter number 4. He won a wonderful victory over the Canaanites. Again, like the Apostle Paul said, time won't allow me to tell you the whole story, you know. But he won that great victory over the Canaanites. Yet he hesitated at first. Even though God had told him, he kind of hesitated. And there was a lady who was a judge in Israel, and her name was who? Deborah. So he went to Deborah, and he needed some encouragement from Deborah. Why was Deborah a judge in Israel? Wasn't no good men, okay? So when these others kind of stepped up, Deborah, if you read the whole thing, kind of stepped to the background, okay? Because there wasn't any strong men. God used that woman, Deborah. But anyway, that's his story, and he was mentioned here in the Hall of Fame. Then we see Samson. I already mentioned him. His story's in Judges chapter number 13, through 16. 13, you know, what a story Samson is. He defeated the Philistines in many battles, but he killed more Philistines the day he died than all of the past years put together. And I wrote down a note here that Samson killed more Philistines on that day, and while he was living, no man started out with so much potential. He had everything going for him. Samson did. You remember all the stories about Samson, how he messed up. He had so much potential to do great things for God. Had everything. Matter of fact, remember the Nazarite vow and all the things that mom and dad dedicated him to the Lord. He had proper upbringings and all. But yet, he ended less. Had so much potential, but he ended less. You remember the story. Lost his eyes, and there in that great temple, and all the people laughing. He had him chained to the columns, and he pushed the columns down, and everything fell on all the people that were there. And that's why I'm amazed to see that he, and again, I don't question God at all. But it just shows me how God could use anybody. He's in the, you know what was Samson's great downfall? Women, not just a woman, Delilah. He liked those women. Now it would have been a great downfall of a lot of men, even in the ministry. He liked wine and women. And that's a bad mixture when they get you in trouble. So we see about Samson that God saw fit. Put Samson in the Hall of Fame, Faith Hall of Fame, and one day we'll see Samson, and he'll be able to see, have his eyes seen, and I wonder if God will let him grow his hair out again. I don't know. We'll see Samson, and he'll probably got all kinds of stories to tell us while we're in heaven. And then you see the next fellow, Jephthah, and boy, what an interesting story, Jephthah. Judges 11 and 12. He was used of God to defeat the Ammonites. So we see the Midianites defeated, the Canaanites were defeated. And now here he worked with the Ammonites, that great Jephthah. And you remember the story there. In fact, if you would just turn back with me, I want to refresh your memory, to Judges chapter number 11. Judges chapter number 11. Remember, he's asked to lead the army. And it's a huge, huge enemy force out there, and he's outnumbered. But look in, let's begin in verse number 30. This is kind of refresh your memory about Jephthah, okay? He's going to lead the army over the children of Ammon. He's going to defeat the Ammonites. Verse number 30, and Jephthah vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, if thou shalt without fail deliver the children of Ammon into my hands, then it shall be that whatsoever cometh forth of the doors of my house to meet me, when I return in peace from the children of Ammon, in other words, I want to feed them, when I come back, shall surely be the Lord's, and I will offer it up for a burnt offering. We know the rest of the story. He defeated the Ammonites, and he come back. And who comes out to greet him out the door? His daughter. So we see that, I could read his whole story, but it won't. Time won't allow it. But anyway, the bottom line is he did not burn his daughter. He did not sacrifice his daughter, burn her in the fire. What he did, and we're going to see, he dedicated his daughter to the Lord. He did not sacrifice her, which that's forbidden in the Jewish law anyway. You're not going to be sacrificing. But what she had to remain a virgin and childless for the remainder of her life. As a matter of fact, we read in verse number 40 that the daughters of Israel went yearly to lament the daughter of Jephthah the Gileadite 4 days in a year. In other words, you know, the most, there's so much here and I got to move on. What more can I say? You know, like Paul said, there's so much to say here. But the bottom line, every woman wanted to have a child. She was not allowed to have children. And so the women, the maidens just praised her. And that's what this is speaking about. He did not sacrifice it in the fire flame. He dedicated her. She remained unmarried and remained without children through her life. So we see, turn back with me to Hebrews chapter number 11. Jephthah, then we come to David. The first four were prophets that we just mentioned. When we come to David, he was a king, a remarkable man of faith, a man after God's own heart. Everybody knows the stories of David from the little kid and being anointed by Samuel and killing Goliath and the lions he had slain and the bear and all these other things, then growing up in the kingdom and all the things that he had done. But he really messed up with a lady named Bathsheba. Again, I'm bringing this out to let you know that even though these guys were in here, God used them. Boy, did he mess up with Bathsheba. Matter of fact, his family was a mess. His son, someone wanted to kill him, you know, his kids. And in his old age, remember he was going to number the children of Israel. And God told him, don't you number them. And he went ahead and numbered them. Remember that at the end of his life. So those are just three examples where David really messed up. But yet he was a man after God's own heart. And he is in the honor roll hall of faith, we would call it here. So we could say much about David, but then we come to this next guy named Samuel. By the way, Samuel's name means his name is Almighty. Samuel is also known as the King Maker. He anointed Saul, the first king of Israel, and he anointed David, the second king of Israel. Samuel was Israel's first prophet. Just a note of information. He was their first prophet. We see that in the book of Acts. I should have wrote it. It talks about from Samuel being the first and the rest of the prophets. So Samuel would be the first in the line of many prophets, God's prophets. So we see that, and we know the story about Hannah. She prayed for a child, and we see that in 1 Samuel chapter 1. I read that again this week, that story, where Hannah was praying, and the priest thought she was drunk because she was speaking from her heart to God. And the Bible does not say, but she probably had her eyes closed, maybe she was looking up and running her mouth. I don't know, praying with her. But the priest said, you're drunk. And she said, no, I'm not drunk. I'm praying to God. And she was praying for Samuel, and God blessed Hannah. Wonderful thing. She dedicated Samuel to the Lord. So we see the story of Samuel here, where Samuel turned Israel away from idols.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.